This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
You have any idea what the name of this band is? No. Okay. Curtis Sliwa, folks, does a tremendous job getting big ratings, noon to one every weekday on the Rip and Read, overnight weekends, and of course, does a tremendous job here with me every day. I get stopped every day people go, you and Curtis, the absolute best. The name of this band, and they've got a ton of huge hits. Some of my favorite songs, Wonderwall, Champagne Supernova, this one right here, Don't Go Away. The name of this band, they happen to be brothers, the Gallagher Brothers. The name of the band is Oasis. And you've got a story, the word Oasis, because you sent me not one but two pictures since late last night involving the word Oasis, don't you?
Absolutely. Yesterday was a very emotional day for me. As you know, my mother, Francesca, is no longer here with us.
I just want to say something quick about her before you continue the story about Oasis. When I first came back to New York, late January of 2016, I was only back a couple of weeks with Bernie. And Curtis, who I've known for years, never as close as we are now, obviously, but I've known him for years, came up to me and he said, hey, you know, you'd be doing yourself a favor. You get to know the city again. You've been away for all these years in Florida. If you went on a ride with me and the Angels, I'll get you a beret, I'll get you a jacket, the whole thing, and we'll do it. So, long story short, I did it. It was an unbelievable experience. No one knows more about this city, any borough, any place in New York than Curtis. I'm being honest. It was fascinating. Every stop on the train, Curtis had a story. But when it was over, after going down to the most violent sections of Brooklyn, when the night was over, we all went back to Curtis's house in Canarsie, about five of us. His mom was there. And she was sitting at the kitchen table. And I took this picture, which I still have, of me, Curtis, and his mother, Francesca, who had this beautiful, angelic face. I met her once that night, and she was about the sweetest woman you'll ever meet. Just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, yeah. She's up with the Angels. She really was a saint. And yesterday, April 10th, she would have been 100 years old. So I dedicated the latter part of my day to going back to my roots, your roots, Brooklyn, where she introduced me to so many of those neighborhoods years ago. Because, you know, my dad was a merchant seaman. He was away for 8 months a year. And also, he was from Chicago.
The great Chester Sliwa.
Who would have been 103.
And when did he pass away?
He passed away right before COVID.
Okay.
A few years before COVID.
Yeah.
And that was a real tough one. That was in Maimonides. He suffered. Yeah, my father suffered. Mm. And I told him, get out of the room. Mm. Get out of the room.
Yeah.
I got to do what I got to do. You're not going to make this man suffer here any longer. He's been struggling for a year. Get the F out of the room. And they were so terrified.
He had cancer?
No. His leg started to blow up. He ended up with water in all parts of his body. And I could see him. He was shaking.
That's what killed my dad, too, the fluid.
Right, same from thing. The pain. And yeah. I whispered in his ear, and I said, Dad, I'll take care of Mom. I'll take care of the house. Don't worry. You can go. And he loosened up. And within minutes, he was gone.
Yeah.
And I always thank Maimonides for giving him great treatment. But my mother was a saint, never cursed. She would go to church on Sunday, novena on Monday, Stations of the Cross. She told me that God will get you closer if you live an impoverished life, totally opposite to what you were talking about, making more money, because she really believed that, true believer. And so yesterday, I said, I got to go to this meeting. And I know this is where Sid Rosenberg hung out for years at the Carmine Caro Center at Fillmore Avenue, Marine Park.
That was my spot.
To save the neighborhoods there, to save Bergen Beach and Mill Basin and Marine Park and Garrison Beach, which are under siege because of Floyd Bennett Field. And the Assemblywoman, Jamie Williams, conducted a meeting. She invited all officials there. From the city, the state, everything to resolve this.
And she's good. I remember the, you put together, you did. You invited me, but it wasn't me. It was you. Those two epic rallies that we put on last summer at Floyd Bennett Field. And she was, for the first one, the only politician there. And she's a Democrat. And you also have a rule that politicians don't speak. But because she was there and because she was on the same page as us, you allowed her to speak. And then, of course, she was behind that Toys R Us rally, Flappish Avenue in Brooklyn for us, rally number 3 last summer. Well, she's done a good job.
Just to tell you, she's been endorsed by the Republican and Conservative Party. All three lines. Totally unheard of nowadays, because she really has served her constituents. So she's sitting there, and she's almost crying. This place is packed with people, homeowners from the area, people who grew up with us, Sid, and decided not to leave to Florida. I'm sorry, but OEM, emergency management, Operation Emergency Management, she almost couldn't get the words out, refused to be here.
Wow.
The mayor's office refused to be here.
Eric wasn't there?
Didn't even send a rep.
Well, thank God Joe and Ariola showed up.
Wait. Governor Hochul wouldn't send a rep.
The governor wasn't there.
No.
No.
National Park Service, mile away, Floyd Bennett Field, wouldn't send a rep. U.S. Park Police wouldn't send a rep.
Oh, come on.
It says here on the flyer, guest speaker, Councilwoman Joanne Arriola.
There you go.
The Eric Adams Republican. And boy, she solidified that last night by stiffing everybody and not showing up.
She didn't show up.
No, she got the call from Eric Adams. You do what I tell you.
Well, how do you know this?
I know this.
You know this.
You know I know everything about Eric Adams.
I know you do. Do you know that, I think I told you this on the air a couple of days ago, that it got back to me that at this point, she actually hates me more than you, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
She should hate you more, no?
Yeah. But, notice, here it is, big bold letters, guest speaker.
Wow.
Joanne Arriola. Can you imagine what this made Assemblywoman Jamie Williams? So she goes, we have our guest speaker here. I had no intention of speaking because we have a rally on Sunday. I'll give the details. Get your pad and pen because I told you I'm organizing Brooklyn. You're organizing the Rockaways. We're going to get everybody back together before the summer when they'll just be rampaging through the neighborhoods. And she said, we have our guest speaker, Curtis Sliwa.
And so much better than Joanne Arriola. In fact, not to blow smoke up your ass, but so much better than anyone.
Well, we're going to get to that because we're going to talk about the Talkers 100 better than anybody.
What number are you on?
I think you were in the top.
So I give an impassioned speech.
Forgot the number.
And I dedicate it to my mother, Francesca,
right,
who would have been 100 years, and the crowd could relate.
Of course.
And then I told everybody this Sunday You got to be 12:30 at Kimball Street between Avenue U and Avenue V.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you this. Can't believe you're going to Kimball Street between U and V.
Yes.
When Danielle and I first got married, okay, we the first Brooklyn address we ever had was on Beshelder Street between Nostrand and Z, not far from Senior's Restaurant, and certainly not far from there. In fact, right there, for many years, they had a very fancy, not really, but they thought it was, a very fancy seafood restaurant in Brooklyn called, you don't know it?
Upesh. No. I'm having memory loss.
You have a memory loss? The tables, believe it or not, are now at a place called the Brooklyn Diner, which used to be Vicky's in Mill Basin. It was called Captain's Quarters.
Oh,
remember that place?
That's right, Captain's Quarters.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're assembling 12:30, rain, snow, sleet, or shine, and then we're going to walk over to the front of King's Plaza Mall.
Oh, God.
Right at Flatbush.
You better have a gun.
And have a rally against the illegal aliens, the repeat offenders, the cop eaters. The cop eaters. And Adams does nothing. And Joanne Areola, a Eric Adams Republican, does nothing. They won't even defend the cops. So you think they're going to defend us? And you want to listen today on the Rip and Read. Nancy, who has been a tremendous addition here at WABC, found a cut of Eric Adams talking about homeowners are racist. Homeowners. We're going to drop that cut.
How long ago was that?
Oh, hush, hush, mush, mush. I'm going to give you the entree tomorrow. We're going to play the hors d'oeuvre today. You want to be listening 12 to 1. So anyway, we gotta get everybody back together. Because these politicians ruined what we had created, Sid. You had brought the Rockaways. I brought Brooklyn. We met in the middle. We had momentum. And then Joanne Areola, it's like she took a knife out to your basketball on the basketball court at Marine Park and stabbed it and said, you're not playing basketball, and destroyed it on behalf of Eric Adams and Kathy Crime Wave Hochul. But we'll put it all back together.
I mean, look, I don't dislike her personally. In fact, when I first moved back to New York, she was very, very nice to me. She had that big event at Frankie's place, Russo's on the Bay, you know. And all your friends were there, Eric Ulrich, and other people you actually do, like Tom Sullivan, Nick Langworthy. She was always very nice to me, but I'm trying to figure out, living where I do, with all these people now living there at Floyd Bennett Field and the warm weather coming and my beautiful wife, Danielle, and my adorable daughter, Ava, walking on the beach, that scares the hell out of me. And I bought up 116th Street a couple of weeks ago, much to the ire.
Disaster.
It's still disgusting. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what she does.
Well, let me warn you. I've always been right. I'm like the Paul Revere. You saw hundreds of illegals in Penn Station who were bussed by Abbott, who got dissed again by Eric Adams last week when he was in town, dissed again. So what does he do? Send more buses.
Didn't he get like 300 more just yesterday?
300, and they came where? To the Lautenberg station in Secaucus, where Mr. Sanctuary Governor Half in the Bag Murphy put them on that New Jersey Transit train 5 minutes away. They came to Penn Station. Catholic Charities was there. What a ripoff organization using our tax dollars. Put them in cabs outside. Took them to the Roosevelt Hotel for processing. Where do you think they're going to end up, Sid? They said there's only 2,000 illegals in the tents in Floyd Bennett Field. Wrong. There are already 3,000. And they have room to put up more tents on runway 19. Where are these hundreds? You saw the video last night. Many of you saw that. And all of a sudden, here it is. You're going to be talking to Jack Citarelli, who I'm endorsing and supporting. I know you are. He's running. He said, we're not going to be a sanctuary state. Do you know that Half in the Bag Murphy, when that earthquake occurred, 5 days he was at the cloisters at Sea Island in Georgia. 5 days. Didn't even come back for the earthquake. Claimed he was at the Democrat Governors Association. No such meeting at all.
No kidding.
Nancy Cole busted him on the Rip and Read.
Wow.
They have been, like, scurrying. No response from Trenton. No response from this Democratic Governor Association. Yet they attacked Jack Citarelli the day he announced the other day in Freehold.
They did a poor job in this city, too. I mean, if I remember correctly, that day, hours and hours and hours after the earthquake was the first time we heard from the mayor. And why wouldn't they consider sending our kids home from school after an earthquake?
First of all, they know nothing about earthquakes. You want earthquakes, you go to California. But last night, I was still emotional. I said, I got to go to the Oasis. I'd seen the Oasis right there on Quentin Road, which is like your stomping grounds, Flatbush, for years, because I would take my mother on Sundays to Salvi's across the street.
Great place.
She loves Salvi's, the piano player. I tip him with 10, and my mother would look at me, oh, too much child support, huh? Give him 20. No, because she loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, great food,
it's a great
place. Ambiance.
Right across the street, just, you know, it's right on the corner of Flatbush and Quentin, and of course, I spent the majority of my life on Quentin between East 22nd and East 23rd.
But I never went to the Oasis. And last night I said, I got to go there. Sid says it's the best diner ever. I walk in there. I mean, it's a neighborhood diner, which right away, you know, I'm loving.
You
right?
love that, yeah. Those people have been there forever, Curtis.
Absolutely. Couldn't be nicer. They all talked about you, blah, 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 blah. Then I had Arnold, who's been with me for 48 years, who used to make vanilla egg creams when he was a soda jerk at 138th and Cypress Avenue in South Bronx while going to Cardinal Hayes, the same school that Bernard McGurk went to. And he saw they had vanilla egg cream. He said, it's the best vanilla egg cream everywhere. The food, just endless. Every portion, magnificent. I was on a high. I brought some of the food home to Nancy. And Nancy said, because she's, you know, the vegetarian. I had the spinach. I had She said, oh, my God, where did you get this? Can they deliver from the Oasis on Flatbush and Quentin Road?
Well, not only to the Upper West Side, but they actually give you so much food before the meal even starts. Salads and pickles and breads. Now, last night, I know you met my dear friend Pete Liberato.
Yes,
he's the owner. I'm very, very, very close with his son, George. I know it's not a very common Greek name. George Liberatos. So the father-son combination of Peter and George do run the best diner.
And it was so good. It was so good because it calmed me down. When I saw this Talkers 100.
Well, you were calm until then, until Talkers.
Talkers. I'm putting them all on blast. First of all, Sid, I realize you're 15. But you're always telling us Howard Stern, the greatest of all time.
He is. It's not even close.
It's number 22.
Well, who cares?
Right, what do you mean?
He's making a half
a billion.
He's on satellite radio.
I understand that. But it shows you, right? How many of these guys on the list will admit that they call me for advice? They send me cuts. What do you think I should do? I said, you know what? Every program you start, Trump is God, Biden sucks, and you do that for 3 hours, and it's boring. Just like Wrong Way Lou Ruffino said, these syndicated programs are boring. So all your friends are telling you, yeah, syndicate, syndicate, syndicate. No, 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 no. You're live and local. That's what makes you the great talk show host you are.
But what if I can make more money?
Doesn't matter. I'm telling you,
Sid. Doesn't matter to you, maybe. What about to me?
It will. I'm telling you, you'll become.
I want to buy a condo on the beach in Florida.
Yo, you know.
Or California.
You know what these affiliates are going to do. Why did he say this? Why did he say this?
I
Why
know
did
that.
He
talk I've been, to this? I've been through that.
Of
I've
course.
Been
and I've been through that, too. I've been syndicated at all. I hated it. It you can't be real. You can't be Sid Rosenberg. Oh, you're so-called friends. You're a syndicate. No, it won't be the same Sid Rosenberg. 15, you're better than all those guys. And then, who does Michael Harrison, this dreck, this person of no consequence? Hey, what are you into, payola, getting wine-dined in parking lot? You got Travis and Sexton at number 4. I go up against them on the rip and read. I destroy them, Sid.
Yes, you do.
You've seen the numbers. Because
that is a statistical fact.
He's on WOR, Women's Only Radio, and they can't even get women to listen. And what do they do every day? Oh, Trump is God, Biden sucks. Turn into hour 2. Trump is God, Biden sucks. And they repeat everything that they heard on talk TV, like some of our co-hosts here at WABC. If I wanted to get cuts from talk TV, I'd watch talk TV. That's not talk radio. So, hey, Michael Harrison, do I need to tell you how many of your top 100 call me, send me tapes, say, can you give me any advice? And I run the Curtis Sliwa Talk Radio Boot Camp here at WABC. And guess who had to re-enroll? That Mamaluke Frank Morano, because he fell from grace. My best graduate's Dominic Carter, right? He's on fire. He's the black Bob Grant. I mean, look, even my wife is in the Andrew Giuliani, who all of a sudden has come out of nowhere. You're going to have him on. And yeah, even Anthony Weiner. Boy, did I have to take a beating to bring him along. But I'm ready to do it because I love talk radio. Don't ruin Sid Rosenberg and tell him he should be syndicated and become milquetoast across the nation. And hey, Michael Harrison, you got schmucks, you got pitchers, you got Nordwells. People I don't even know. They say I'm on satellite radio. What? What satellite? The red Chinese satellite. How do I get you? Oh, it's coordinates 59862. Beep, 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 beep. And nobody can hear you. That fake, phony, fraudulent Talkers 100. In fact, I'm challenging them all to a talk-off. Like Gladiators, Russell Crowe. I'm putting you on blast. We come into a studio, no preparation before. They give us the topics right at that second, and I'll knock all of you out. Because nobody other than Sid is better than Curtis Lee in this business. I challenge you all. Bring it on. I'm putting you on blast.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.